Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, God. Glenn Kirshner and subpoenas and search warrants all in the same day. Oh, God. Okay, let me calm down for a minute. Okay. Hi, Glenn. Good morning.
Good morning, Steph.
I mean, just legally speaking, is getting real up in here, correct? I mean, these are multiple states, multiple search warrants and subpoenas, right? Federal agents have dropped subpoenas on, this is, I don't even, we've got what, Georgia, we've got Nevada, we've got Michigan, right? It's happening, isn't it, Glenn?
It is happening. You know, I really don't want to kill anybody's buzz. It's happening a little too slowly for my taste, but it's happening. They're working their way up the criminal ladder, up to the command structure of the insurrection.
So what, are any of these states more significant than others, or the fact that this is all happening simultaneously, is that significant legally?
You know, it's interesting because we often will coordinate subpoenas or search warrants so that we issue them simultaneously. So, you know, one bad guy can't call up another bad guy and say, hey, they're at my door, get rid of the following evidence. Now, I don't know how closely the fake electors in various states are coordinating. But, you know, I see this as kind of par for the investigative
Travis
course.
Travis compared it to the scene in Dick Tracy where all the villains are getting jump cuts.
They're rounding
all
up
getting,
everyone.
Right. They're rounding up everybody independently. But it, right. Maybe so they can't coordinate. But that's the, I mean, talk to us about the legal connective glue, though, to Trump. I mean, that's the main thing is, first of all, the RNC got ensnared. They had to admit that, you know, Trump called them, put Eastman on the phone, pulled the RNC into the fake elector scheme. So talk to us about the whole scheme and the connection to right up to Trump.
You know, we don't know what we don't know, Steph. So, you know, do we believe that the Steve Bannons were directly plugged in to the White House? Could be, right? He used to have an office in the White House. Could it be that Roger Stone was communicating with his old buddy, Donald Trump, on this whole, you know, scheme to defraud the United States? We don't know yet. We certainly know John Eastman is in the thick of it. We know Rudy Giuliani is in the thick of it. We know Jeffrey Clark. We're going to hear blockbuster evidence today in the J6 public hearing from high DOJ officials. We can talk about that in a minute. But right now, with all of these, it's beginning to rain subpoenas. And I think what we're going to see is there's going to be this race to the prosecutor's office by any number of folk who, like, they want to get in front of it. They want to take responsibility for what they do, and they want to divulge what they know. And all of that will creep closer and closer to the Oval Office.
That's what I was saying, Glenn. I wanted to get your take on that, on the other kind of stunning news that after today, we're not going to have hearings again until probably mid-July because they keep criming. They said we keep getting new evidence. What did was it Raskin that said we're getting new evidence at a velocity That is, so I assume that's what I was saying, is people are rushing to get on the right side of the law. There's more documentary film evidence coming out. It seems like we say, there's just this mountain of sort of not just evidence, but people coming forward. Is that what's causing the delay? And what do you make of what's going to happen next?
Yeah, I think it's actually all for the good. You know, it reminds me of when I was prosecuting and we would decide to release a video into the public square that was, you know, pretty dramatic regarding a crime being committed, and we would open a tip line.
Yeah.
And because of those images, which I see, you know, as a parallel between that and what we are seeing with these public hearings, all of a sudden the information starts to pour in, sometimes from uninvolved witnesses, but sometimes from involved witnesses. So I think that's what we're experiencing, because they're doing such a great job presenting the story to the American people. And this is all for the good that more evidence is pouring in.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What should we look for today? So today the focus is the Justice Department and pressure on the Justice Department, and also what Republican legislators may be involved in trying to help them do this.
Yeah, so today is a big day, because we're going to hear from high DOJ officials about Donald Trump's direct attempt to corrupt and weaponize the Department of Justice to try to install him unconstitutionally for a second term. And what I would do is I would invite the criminal intent deniers to really pay attention today, because I'm so tired of people saying criminal intent is so hard to prove. No, it's not. First of all, Donald Trump's middle name is criminal intent. Setting that snark aside, you know, the criminal intent deniers are beginning to sound like moon landing deniers to me. And once they see high DOJ officials say, we told Donald Trump there was no fraud undermining the election results. And what did he say? He said, I don't care. Just say there was, and leave the rest to me and my allies in Congress. That is direct incriminating evidence out of the mouth of the orange horse himself that should satisfy the election, the criminal intent deniers. Yes, we landed on the moon. Yes, Donald Trump had corrupt intent throughout this horrific endeavor.
You know, it's interesting. We were saying about that they won't stop criming, and that's why these are now things are being delayed until, not delayed, but that, you know, they have so much new evidence that now we'll wait till maybe mid-July for the next. Because you tweeted about Representative Schiff opens his questioning by exposing Trump's present attempt to interfere with the testimony of the Arizona Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, by lying about a conversation with Bowers. Trump is interfering in this congressional hearing in real time, right before our eyes. I mean, that part's extraordinary, that you have to open with what just happened. Did you tell Donald Trump that the election was rigged and he won Arizona? No, I did not. I mean, it's just, but this is what, you know, while a historic blunder by Kevin McCarthy, which is what is so great about these hearings, these are serious people. It is bipartisan. It is all Trump right supporters that are testifying, Republicans on the panel, but there's not this nonsense, this Jordan and Gates kind of, you know, ridiculous gaslighting going on at the same time, right?
It's nice to see politicians in lockstep moving toward accountability and justice. That's what we're seeing in these public hearings. And yes, this is Donald Trump really obstructing this hearing in real time
yeah.
by posting lies about the witness who is about to expose Donald Trump's crimes. And this is what keeps me so frustrated, because at some point you need to start taking the bad guys down, charging them, indicting them, getting the justice ball rolling.
Yeah. Well, you, I loved your questions. You said, who is on John Eastman's pardon list? When, why did Senator Grassley say he and not Mike Pence would preside over the January 6th certification? The American people deserve to know. As much as we found out, there's a lot more we need to know, isn't there?
Yeah. When Chuck Grassley said on January 5th, I'll be in charge tomorrow because Mike Pence won't be showing up. Listen, only one of two possibilities prompting that statement. One, Senator Grassley, you're an innocent dupe, and people are using you to do the president's criminal bidding, or you're in on it. You're complicit. Yeah. Which of the two is it? We need to know.
Yes, and you said the J6 committee certainly could serve a subpoena on Clarence Thomas. But would such a subpoena be legally enforceable? Well, it would be challenged in court and litigated up to the Supreme Court. And given Thomas's track record of ignoring conflicts, he'd probably vote against it. I mean, but at some point, the hubris is going to bring these people down. I mean, they are going to talk to Ginny Thomas under oath, right?
Yeah, that's that. Well, no, they're not, because she is full of baloney when she says, oh, I'm happy to talk to them. She will now have scheduling conflict after scheduling conflict. She'll say, I'm sorry, but I can't appear. Because you know what? Boy, I would give anything to cross-examine Ginny Thomas about the text messages she sent to Mark Meadows urging him to overturn the will of the American voters. She will not testify.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of just a few different things you tweeted about we hadn't had a chance to talk about, you said, if the leadership of the U.S. Capitol Police admitted it was suspicious activity by Loudermilk, which it plainly was, they would be admitting that their failure contributed to what happened on the Capitol the following day. The people deserve better leadership there, in my opinion. Yeah, you don't even have to be a lawyer to look at what was happening there and going, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah, I've seen any number of government agencies, both federal and local, you know, sort of circle the wagons and begin to mischaracterize what happened in their zeal to cover up their own lapses, their negligence, or their outright wrongdoing. And that's what I think we see going on there.
Yeah, and to the ongoing nature of it, you tweeted, Judge Luttig, darling of the right, says Trump is still a clear and present danger to democracy. Trump proves Judge Luttig right again in his Tennessee speech, in which he ridiculed, demeaned, and mocked Pence for not overturning the election. I mean, he's just going to keep double and tripling down until justice comes, as you said, and you, God bless you, Glenn Kirshner. You said he's going to be prosecuted. Justice will come, but justice is a team sport, and we need to get in the game. I have never been more hopeful than I am right now that there will be justice. Where are you on the justice meter, Captain America?
It's coming. I'm going to add, because I want to keep pushing DOJ, not that DOJ is susceptible to being pushed, but you know what? Listen, I was a Fed for decades, and yes, the party line was, we don't cater to outside influence or pressure. We follow the facts and follow the law wherever they lead. Well, the facts and the law have led us all to see the evidence that proves Donald Trump's crimes. So now we need to move out. And the 110,000 employees at the Department of Justice are also human beings. So yes, they feel the pressure to move out and protect our democracy. So we are going to get there.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I mean, I think you had the, I'm sure, same level of anger we all did. I think that's why Lady Ruby and Shay Moss were such compelling witnesses, because it made most decent people so angry that the President of the United States and Giuliani did this to these poor women, these patriots. You said Shay Moss, dedicated, patriotic, honest, honorable election worker who does what she does because she loves assisting people in exercising their right to vote. She's a direct victim of Trump and Giuliani's crimes. I mean, I feel like the January 6th committee is doing a pretty amazing job in every element of this, including, you know, and I feel like it's the reason why 20 million people are watching and 60% of them think Donald Trump should be prosecuted, right?
Yeah, and Shay Moss's testimony and what happened to her mother and her grandmother moved me to tears.
Yeah.
And when I look at how our federal government responds to a Supreme Court justice who is at risk for some reason, all of the levers of government spring into action to protect that justice. And look at what Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani did to endanger the lives of election workers like Shay Moss and her mom, Lady Ruby. And we've done nothing. The FBI, and I'm not calling out the FBI, but what we learned is the FBI visited their home, said, hey, ladies, you're probably in danger. You might want to get out of your home. Have a nice day. Come on now.
Yeah.
Fair is fair. Decent is decent. Equal justice is equal justice. How about we hold Trump and Rudy accountable for endangering the lives of election workers?
Yeah. Glenn, we have a bit of bad breaking news. Can you hold that up?
Yeah.
SCOTUS just struck down New York State's permit law to carry handguns, expanding gun rights in the United
That's
States.
Right.
Just what we need right now.
So it affects similar laws in six states, including California.
Yes, because unrestricted access to weapons of war and high-capacity magazines and bulk purchases of ammunition is precisely what we need to keep our country safe.
Yeah. So that's bad news coming out of SCOTUS.
Depressing.
Today.
Okay, can I get one more quick one before we go? Justice Department asked Judge Mehta to look at whether there's a conflict of interest over some of the cases of the Oath Keepers. There could be a conflict because multiple attorneys for the Oath Keepers have been funded by Sidney Powell's legal defense fund. It was reported in March Powell was secretly funding the legal defense of the Oath Keepers. Powell's group has been selling t-shirts, drink coasters, highball glasses, and other things while asking for donations. There's been no accounting of where the money was going. Oh my God, these are all the same grifters, but these are all the same insurrectionists involved in this coup. So Sidney Powell's defense is defending the Oath Keepers? I mean, talk to us about that. How is that not a conflict?
So it's not that unusual when prosecutors see that it looks like dirty, conflicted money might be funding the defense of somebody who could actually flip and provide incriminating information on the person donating that money to the defense. There's a conflict. And that's why we litigate these kinds of financial conflicts in court. And I am certain Judge Mehta will sort this out appropriately.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'm just going to focus on the Justice is Coming tweet, and that's all. And the fact that we're going to have you live in studio in a couple of weeks.
Yay!
Oh, my God. I got a pre-order of a fainting couch. Okay.
Can't wait, Steph.
Right.
Can't wait.
Love you, Glenn Kirshner. See you next week.
Love you, Steph.
There
See
he
you
goes.
Guys.
Bye. Happy Justice Day. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Angie's List. I have to make sure everything is fixed and perfect for when my Captain America comes into the studio. Why am I talking in this weird accent? I don't know. Angie will help. I'll be like, Angie, I need to feather my nest. Captain America's coming home.
Stephanie! He's bringing his wife.
Mrs. Kirshner will be at the hotel. She won't know what's happening.
He may bring her here for protection.
No, he will be here in my underground lair.